Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito. We're going to have fun tonight. We have three young ladies that I'm going to be talking with, the group Triple the Trouble, and we'll be talking about their brand new release, Here Comes Trouble. Three young ladies, Bryce, Aria, and Bailey Shuttlecotty. And if you're old school Cincinnati, you probably remember their granddad, Al Shuttlecotty, one of the original Cincinnati broadcast icons. Bryce, Aria, and Bailey, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you for having us.
It's great to be here.
Hey, one of the first things I want us to do is introduce yourselves and what you play, and maybe how old you are.
Okay, so I'm Bryce. I am 12 years old, and I play guitar and ukulele.
I'm Aria. I'm 14, oldest, and I play bass guitar, piano, and also ukulele.
And I'm Bailey, and I play drums and percussion, and I'm 10, and I'm the youngest.
When I put on Here Comes Trouble, I was like, whoa! This is really good pop music. So why don't you tell us about the idea behind Here Comes Trouble, how it came about, and why don't you tell me a little bit about recording?
We record with Mr. Kenny at Archer Avenue Studios down in South Carolina, so that's an 8-hour trip.
A lot of our songs, most of them are written by Aria here. We have this fun game where I play four or five or a bunch of chords. 5 minutes, she will have a song. We are not lying. She can do that. And we're working on Can't Help Falling in Love by Mr. Elvis Presley.
And then I picked out the chords for Rainbow Connection.
I have to say, I'm a kick drum freak because that's where everything starts. The kick drum on this record is so fantastic. It is so, like, right there and so present. The production values were really cool, too. So did you, for me, all the records I've made, you record the basic tracks, and then it's when you're editing and mixing is where the record's made.
Well,
what did you guys find?
What usually happened was we would go in, and then all three of us would lay down, like, the bass stuff. And then one of us would go in and make, like, a scratch track so that Kenny could get the idea of, like, how the song went. And then we would sometimes have some friends come in and help us out and make the drums, like, beef them up a bit. And then...
and help us with harmonies
right.
If we need a little extra.
We take lessons at this place in South Carolina called Freeway Music.
And they actually hooked us up with Kenny and hooked us up with all the festivals we play
right.
down there.
So our voice teacher sometimes comes in and she helps us with harmonies.
Kenny Mick Williams, he was the producer and
yes, sir.
Recording engineer. The songs are really well arranged. Like, each song has its own individual sound, its arrangement. How do you guys work on getting that together?
It's all very spontaneous. Like, sometimes I'll get an idea and I'll just write it and I'll have a full song. Sometimes I have to think on it for a while. Who Do You Think You Are all kind of came out in one spurt on a bus in Charleston as we drove to a ship.
Oh, yeah. And then there's times at 2 a.m. She wakes me up. Guys, look at the song I wrote over the night.
So you've made a really, really strong record here.
Thank you.
Triple the Trouble, Here Comes Trouble. I like how you said thank you all at the same time. And I loved the first track, Get Up.
So that was kind of inspired by the Play Like a Girl.
Play Like a Girl campaign.
The one by Always. And we loved that. So we wrote a song about it. And it took about 3 months for Mom and Aria to convince me to do the rap.
Bryce is rapping about girl power.
All right, and I also loved We Are the Now.
As with most of the songs, it came to me when I was not around any pencil or paper, so I memorized it as best I could, and then about a month later, I wrote the entire rest of the song in one sitting.
Who are your influences? Who do you girls like?
I am definitely of the belief that every song should tell a story. And what songs tell a story more than Broadway? So I try to take that energy that always comes from those performances and sort of put that into the story that I'm telling. So pretty much any Broadway, and then definitely Sara Bareilles.
Her favorite Broadway musical is Hamilton right now.
So who are you into, Bryce? Who do you like?
For me, pretty much most songs that come on the radio, but my two favorite ones are Taylor Swift and Carrie Underwood.
You know, I thought of Taylor Swift when I listened to this recording, the way that she's evolved.
And then I'm sort of like a blend of their interest in music. I like Broadway, and obviously I like Hamilton too, because musical about Alexander Hamilton, how can you not love that? And then I like to listen to stuff on the radio like Bryce does as well. So sort of a combination of their interests in music.
You have some upcoming dates.
So on May 24th, we will be playing at Dilly's Cafe in Marymount. On June 5th, we will be playing at Summer Fair in Cincinnati, Ohio. On June 6th, we will be playing at West Fest in Cheviot, Ohio. On June 12th, we will be playing at the Trillium Arts Festival in Woodlawn, Ohio. And on August 10th, we will be playing at the Shazam Series Anderson Township.
We want to thank you girls for coming in. Bryce, Aria, and Bailey, Shuttlecotti, their brand new recording, Here Comes Trouble, and the group Triple the Trouble. Thanks for coming in, girls.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. I'm Ron Esposito, and thanks for listening to Around Cincinnati this evening. More information about Triple the Trouble can be found on our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. And our home is in the back end.